Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. But before we get started, it's important to mention that we could not be doing these interviews without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, this is going to be a fun episode because we have Jason Lockhart, and he is with Atlanta Models and Talent, and he just wrote a book called Ask an Agent, Brutally Answered Questions for Actors of All Stages. Welcome, Jason.
Hey, thanks, Lee.
Now, before we get too far into things, tell us about Atlanta Models and Talent and what's your role there?
I am a talent agent for film and television. I'm the head of the film and TV department. And I take a lot of pride in working for AMT. They are the oldest agency in Atlanta, the oldest SAG franchised agency. They've been around since 1959. So we just had our big 60-year anniversary party last December. And things have been going really great and strong for 60 years.
And that's amazing to think of because a lot of people who are new to Atlanta have seen the explosion of entertainment being kind of produced here. But if you've been around for a little bit, you realize that that hasn't always been the case. What were they doing 60 years ago? I mean, what they were booking just like kind of catalog? What kind of work was happening 60 years ago in Atlanta?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think it's interesting because people ask us all the time, do we represent a lot of models because it's Atlanta Models and Talent? You know, but really after 2008, when film and TV came in and then it blew up by 2011 or 12, it should have been called Atlanta something else. I think it was a lot of modeling, a lot of print work, commercial print, a lot of commercials, industrial films. We do have a voiceover department. So I think it was a lot more in the industrial world. I grew up in a small town in Ohio and was very familiar with that kind of stuff. So I think if you were outside of New York or LA, you know, from the 60s on up through the rest of the decade, that was kind of, you know, your predominant source of income as an agency.
So now it's a new world here in Atlanta. Now Atlanta, I would think worldwide is one of the top places where things are being produced. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. One of the top three in the country and one of the top in the whole world.
And then because of that transition, are you seeing, as the agency, seeing different types of people? Are people moving like from other cities? Like you mentioned, you're from Ohio. Are people moving from outside of the metro area to Atlanta just to be part of the scene? Or are you primarily seeing kind of local Atlanta folks?
It's crazy how many people are moving. It feels like Los Angeles with people fresh off the boat every day. And a lot of the people are from New York or LA on a mission to live somewhere that's more cost effective with a lot of opportunities as an actor, but not just acting. We've got a lot of people behind the scenes moving here as well. You know, myself included. I was in Los Angeles a long time and I'm one of the, I think I'm still the only talent agent from Los Angeles to have moved to the Southeast.
Now, when you're talking about talent, I guess a lot of people, especially when you combine models and talent, you're thinking about acting. Are you also, does your firm represent writers and kind of behind the scenes folks as well?
Not yet. I think the writers' rooms and the producers and directors are all still kind of in New York and LA, mostly Los Angeles. But the productions are getting bigger and everything's growing. Everything has been growing in the market in the last 3 years that I've been here. And I think that that's kind of the next step. And it's slowly been happening. And I do see writers and directors moving to Atlanta. They're just not necessarily being repped yet in Atlanta.
Now, because of the pandemic, how has that impacted your business? I would imagine that a lot of productions are shut down just because of the social distancing aspect. But at some point, they're going to open back up if they haven't already.
Definitely. Yeah. We had 80 some bookings go on hold in March, and now we're getting a lot of avail checks to see if the actors are available and things are starting to come back. And we have a lot of things scheduled to shoot in July. I mean, even just in the last week or so, we've done over 10 bookings and commercials are booking like crazy right now because they're quick and easy shoots. So they can get in and get out.
Now, when you're working with a client, I guess, who is your client? You're an agent and you work for an agency. Tell us about that kind of a job. To me, it reminds me of a kind of a commission salesperson. I would think you only get paid when the people you place kind of get paid. Is that how it works?
Definitely. I mean, there is a large residual income because we work predominantly with union. I work with union talent in film and TV. So once they book, they make money forever and, you know, pay 10% of everything forever. Which is awesome. The checks just keep on coming. And that's why I'm such a firm believer in the union. It protects the actor and ultimately protects the agent. But we do constantly seek new work, and that's where the biggest new dollars are. And there's kind of like these like digital bulletin boards, certain websites where we go on and see all of the postings for projects, and we submit to the projects. And there's a slew of casting directors that post said projects, and we've built relationships with them so that they respect our talent and our decisions and trust us and listen to our essentially sales pitches. And we work with them to fill every available role in the city.
And then they're not going to be here most of the time, right? These casting directors?
They are here, which is really cool. You know, there's way, way more in New York and LA, but there's a handful that are local and actually live in the Southeast and work in the Southeast and cast in the Southeast. And they've really grown over the years, just like the actors have, and have gotten really talented, efficient at what they do, have good eyes for finding talent and placing talent. And some of them have revolutionized the industry and really turned it into a strong self-tape market, which creates amazing options for producers and directors outside of the market to find talent without having to hold auditions in a room.
So now as an agent, those are kind of your best friends, right? You get the more casting directors that like you and know of you, the better it is for you.
Absolutely. And I don't waste time with the casting directors or you know, BS them. I just try to give them what they're asking for, what they're looking for. And, definitely working on building those relationships with trust and honesty from day one was important when I moved here.
Now, what kind of compelled you to write the book, Ask an Agent? Is it you just got tired of answering all these kind of questions from actors?
Well, you know, on nights and weekends, a lot of the time I am at a showcase or on a panel or doing some sort of workshop, and there's always a Q&A at the end. Always. And actors always have their hands up and they want so much knowledge. They're so thirsty to get an agent, to please their agent, to get work. It's a very competitive industry. And it's not like another industry where you can just jump into a 4-year career and learn a lot about the business and then start working in it. You know, so there's a lot of information out there that is kind of only discovered through, you know, through hands-on learning. So these actors go to these things and I'm always speaking at them. And I had a girlfriend who was just super supportive and came with me to every single one, every single thing I went to. She was like, you know, I'm a working actress and I'm still learning new things going to these panels. I think you should write all this stuff down. Like, you're saying the same things over and over and over and people keep asking the same questions. So when quarantine started, I thought, you know, I've got a work ethic that I'm accustomed to. You know, it's roughly 80 hours a week. And everything's on pause. What the hell am I going to do with my time? So I set my alarm for 5:30 a.m. anyways, woke up and just started writing. And a week later, I had a draft done. I couldn't believe it. But if you work 80 hours a week at something you're passionate about, you know, you're going to move forward.
And then tell me about the kind of the book writing and publishing part of this conversation in terms of, okay, you had an idea. I'm going to answer a bunch of questions. I think you answer almost 100 questions that I guess you were getting over and over again. And then, and your answers aren't like, you know, you didn't write the great American novel. This isn't like 500 pages, you know, of trying to land the great white whale. This is just quick, down and dirty. This is the facts. And that's, I think part of your brand is that you are a hardworking guy and you're working hard for your clients. And these, I don't have time to kind of coddle. This is about, here's the answers. Do this, do this, don't do this.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Now, but did you, yeah, you self-publish this book? Like, this is something you said, I'm going to knock this out. I'm going to go about the process. I wrote the draft. You probably wrote the draft pretty quickly. You got a lot of people to kind of blurb you on it. But what was the publishing part of it? Like, did you hire someone to help you with that? Or did you do that on your own just by your own kind of tenacity?
I did. I hired an individual as an editor who was amazing. She had some really strong credentials, and I interviewed 6 or 7 editors, and I told her the timeline that I wanted to get it done. I mean, there were other people that said, I can get to it in June. And she said, I can get to it today. And her credentials were really strong, coming from publishing and the lit agent world. And she ripped me apart on what was essentially the 8th or 9th draft that I had sent her. But she turned it into what I felt was a really strong, clean draft. And she was very proud of it. And when she was done with it and had her stamp on it. And I felt good. Like I had a partner suddenly on it, cause I hadn't published a book before. And then I hired a company that formats and had really strong reviews. And it took them about 2 weeks to get me everything back, but they made it an ebook, and both through much back and forth, they had a paperback ready to go. And I'm a firm believer that you let the experts do their thing and just focus on what you do well. So it was nice to bring in some other people that are good at what they do, and I let them take it to the next 2 levels, and then researched the hell out of all the self-publishing companies, and I went with KDP because they just simply are the king of that world.
And then how long from start to finish was it, like, hey, I'm going to do this, and you started writing, and then it's on Amazon?
It was about 7 weeks from in my head to available for sale.
Wow, that's amazing.
I really believe if you set your mind to something and you have the right like-minded people with you, it can happen. I mean, there was I used to direct movies, and there was an idea in my head, and it was on the shelves of every Blockbuster in 11 months back wow. in 2011 and 12. And that was because there were a lot of really hardworking people in my circle, and everybody believed in the product and believed in each other and worked hard, strong collaborators.
Well, having a team is important. And then that's what really this book is about, is helping an actor kind of build that team, right? Where the agent is a key, kind of maybe the quarterback of the team a lot of times.
Absolutely. And everybody has different roles to play. And if you trust them, and I talk about that in the book a lot, trust, you know, and patience. You know, a lot of people want everything and they want it tomorrow. You can get it tomorrow, but you might not. And you just got to trust in the system and trust in the team to do their thing. And all should prevail.
All right, let's get in the weeds a little bit and give some advice to actors out there. If you're just starting out and this pandemic's happening and you're like, hey, I'm ready to start my career, and then now I got a pandemic, should they be doing what you did, is create content and create more things that, you know, try to control what they can control? Or is it something they should be blasting every agent in the planet of, hey, I exist, here's my picture, and these are the, you know, credits I have?
I don't think it's super smart to be submitting to agents right now, personally, because I'm not passionate about working with actors right now, because there's nothing I can really be doing for them right now. There's so little on the immediate horizon. I'm much more excited to take a new client when there's projects on my desk and I can start utilizing them tomorrow and making money off them and for them tomorrow. So since I can't do that right now, I think it's best that they really work on their toolkit and their craft and their knowledge of the industry, which is another reason I wrote the book. I wanted people to have more information. I always say I want to work with powerful people. And the more information they have, the more knowledge they have, the more powerful they are. And our relationship is only going to be stronger together. So I think that actors right now should be absolutely creating their own content, anything they can be doing from home. You know, a photographer is never going to get better by having a camera sit in a drawer. So you're never going to get better with your craft not being used. So actors absolutely should be recording monologues right now, recording scenes, anything they can do from home, work on their craft, watch every movie and TV show and really kind of figure out where, what roles could they be up for, and do auditions for these roles that already exist. Like, focus on their craft. They can be writing their own content, shooting their own content, learning to edit, learning how to light or self-tape better. You know, we can do theater over Zoom. There's a lot that can be done that makes your craft stronger, and that will always make an actor more valuable.
Now, you mentioned a toolkit. What are some of the must-haves in an actor's toolkit?
The number one thing an actor needs is a really strong reel. You know, when I moved to Atlanta, I was given 1,100 actors and said, you're in charge of them. And so many did not have a reel, which is just a collection of footage from projects that they've done. And how the hell can I represent someone if I can't even see if they're a good actor? I'm looking at their picture and I can see their resume. It doesn't mean shit. And I'm not going to like tell a casting director how amazing an actor is if I can't even tell how amazing they are. I need to believe in them to sell them. So I think that's the number one thing you need. You need to be able to prove how good you are with some pretty quality footage. And I need that at my disposal. Aside from that, they also have to have pictures, and like one or two pictures isn't going to cut it. For me personally, I want to see how strong you are as an actor in a variety of pictures. You know, I want to tell, like, if you play a really bad, nasty, evil guy, but you can also be a really, really nice, likable dad. Or if someone plays a cop all the time, it's this really strong woman prosecutor. Like, I need to be able to see what kind of roles they'll probably play, or a variety of roles, which makes them even more valuable through photos.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the situation we're having with this kind of racial tension that's happening, and a lot of headlines out of Hollywood, especially about this. How are we doing from a diversity standpoint? I know Atlanta is a pretty diverse city, and there is a lot of diversity here. Is that kind of translating into the entertainment industry as well at this point? Or is this now like a really good opportunity?
It's been fantastic for diversity in Atlanta. And I think the casting directors and the agencies, everyone's kind of pushing for diversity across the entertainment industry as a whole. I've seen that really over the last decade. Everything from African American to Asian and Latino, just every ethnicity is being represented as best as they can. And casting directors and agents are leaning toward pushing other diversity people for roles. I think it's wonderful, like, because film and TV just has such a huge audience globally that it's just nice to represent everyone globally. And I think it's just making projects look better. And it's what the youth of America and the world are seeing. You know, when you can open a Marvel movie and see people of every age, size, and color in the movie, that's what the world really looks like. And I think it's important that it's represented.
And that is true. When people want they want to be able to see themselves in their entertainment, right? It gets kind of frustrating if everybody looks the same. And in today's world, that's absurd.
Absolutely. And it creates for a wider audience. Yeah, everybody should be represented. And it's come a long way, but it still has a long way to go.
Now, are there kind of agents that specialize in genres, or is it in Atlanta, or is this something that is where there's not enough kind of work to be a specialist? Like, I only do sci-fi, or I only do comedy, or I only do, video games. Like, are there specialists, or is this something that an agent or a talent agency is a kind of a generalist, and they just find kind of whoever the casting director needs?
Yeah, that's actually a really great question I've never gotten before. I wouldn't say that there are in Atlanta for sure. There isn't like a specialized agent for a specific genre. In Los Angeles, there are some comedy-based agents that will quite often take a stand-up comic and kind of push them into the sitcom world or help them develop comedy projects. But aside from that, it's really just kind of department based. So you've got agents that are film and television, agents that are voiceover, agents that handle commercial, agents that handle models or commercial print, but not really genre specific for film and television. So, I mean, everyone that I represent, I'm trying to get them jobs as a working actor in the mediums of film and TV. whatever the genre may be.
Now, you made the move from Ohio to LA to Atlanta. So you've been in kind of a situation where, I guess, in Ohio is kind of more of a small town relative, but definitely secondary city to LA, which is now you're in the belly of the beast. And that has its pros and cons, right? There's so much activity, but it's hard to stand out. Then you come to Atlanta, which probably at the time was kind of on the upswing, where maybe it was a smaller pond and you got to be a kind of a bigger fish pretty quickly. Is there any kind of a, from a acting standpoint, is there a strategy to go, you know, which route do you think is the best for an up and coming actor?
Well, I think right now and in the near future, Atlanta is definitely the best option for an actor looking to make money and build credits and even take some classes. And if you're completely new to the industry, there's no point in moving to the biggest, one of the two biggest hubs where it's going to cost you an arm and a leg to live and to study. It's kind of interesting because I don't really feel like ever in the history of cinema has there been a third market, a secondary market with so many paying jobs available where you can actually make money and learn and grow. And like I said, it's tough to get an education in this industry. So the best way to do it is to kind of actually get your feet wet and learn by doing. I mean, I couldn't go to school to be an agent, you know, so I'm really learning. And, you know, in LA, I had about 90 clients and doing deals here and there, and some of them were celebrities. So it was like really big deals, but then also some people that were kind of starting out trying to get their first job. And it's really hard to get someone their first job in LA when they don't have any credits, even if they have an MFA from Yale, but, you know, they're still up against a bazillion people. And in Atlanta, the competition is just so much smaller and the opportunities are so large. So I'd say that that's a really great kind of first step. And it's unique, like I said, kind of in the history of the industry.
Now, you mentioned that in LA, some of the deals are super large, but in here, maybe they're not so large because maybe we're not getting the kind of starring roles in a lot of cases. But what is reasonable for an up-and-coming actor from a revenue standpoint? What is this something where they can make a living? This is a hobby. They got to get a day job, and this is something they do on the side, and then maybe they get kind of work their way up, and then they move to LA. Like, what's the career path of an Atlanta actor?
That's a great question, too. You know, we have a lot of actors that are making over 50 grand, with some also making well over 100 grand. And the cost of living is very different. Everything that I work on for the most part is full budget at SAG-AFTRA scale, which is $1,005 a day plus 10%. And that's pretty good money. You know, it's $125 an hour and that's just for film and TV. So if they're booking two or three commercials a year and you get on some film and TV and you're making residual income, there are a lot of actors that have their secondary job is just more money. But you're going to need a second job in New York or LA, absolutely, because the cost of living is going to be so much higher. I'd say we have, you know, almost 700 clients, and I don't know the percentage of them that have a second job. I would say that a lot do, but it's like that in any market, unless you're in the top 1% of the field, which would be no different than, you know, the top 1% of athletes. It's a tough industry.
Now, for you, though, if an actor is making 50 grand a year, that means you're making $5,000. That's a good client for you. That 50 grand, that's somebody that you're like, I'm making money off this person. That, you know, I'm just trying to understand from an expectation standpoint. If you're an agent and you're making, you know, you have hundreds of clients and making 5 grand each, that's a good business model.
Well, yeah. And we have tons of clients that are making hundreds of thousands a year as well. So it is good, but I'd love to get someone at least to 17,000 because then they're on SAG-AFTRA health insurance. And I love to work with an actor whose number one goal is let's get to my health insurance. I want to make sure that I make that health insurance. That's a very realistic, attainable goal. And it's something to strive for, as opposed to the actor who's like, I just want to book this so I can post a photo on Facebook and say, everybody watch me on The Gifted. I'm not so interested in that. That's not about making money. That's about striving for fame. And I could give two shits about that.
It's the person that's serious about their craft. That's who you're interested in representing.
Yeah, serious about the business of it.
Now, if somebody wanted to get a hold of your book or get a hold of your agency, I mean, you mentioned that this isn't the right time maybe to submit if if they're an actor and they're trying to get in front of you, but they should get the book for sure. Where can they learn about the book and get a hold of it?
It's easy. I mean, just if they Google it, but Amazon is where you can get it, and it'll be shipped to you in like, you know, 2 or 3 days.
And it's called Ask an Agent, Brutally Answered Questions for Actors of All Stages. And if you go to Amazon, just probably type in Ask an Agent. I think it was a top best-selling book. And then Jason Lockhart as well. Do you have a website, or is the Atlanta Models and Talent website where people can find you?
I mean, people can find me very easily on Instagram. On Instagram, I'm just Jason_Lockhart. And there's even a link on my Instagram page to the book.
And then for you, if an actor wants to get to you, is that something they submit through the agency website, or they hit you up on Instagram? What is the path to you, or you're kind of booked right now?
The path to me professionally is through the website. That's amtagency.com. That's where all submissions should be, because that's the professional way to do it.
Mm-hmm. And then in Atlanta, you're one of the top agencies, but there are more than one top agents, right? There's several options for that new actor out there.
There's a couple of huge agencies. We're definitely one of the largest, but just because we're the largest doesn't mean we're the best for every actor. There's great agents of all sizes in Atlanta, and you got to find, you know, if you're an actor, you got to find the right relationship. It's no different than, I compare it to dating all the time. You know, you gotta find the one that's going to work the best for you, where you're at in life, where you're at career, what you're hoping to get, you know, not just who you want, but who's best for you. If I'm going to parallel it to relationships as well, I always say, like, you know, if there's a really hot girl on Instagram, she doesn't want to get a bunch of DMs from guys that just want to sleep with her. So I don't like getting a bunch of DMs from actors that just want me to make their life better. Like, that's not the professional way to do it. It's not a turn on. And I can't respond to all of them, whether or not they're ideal. I go to Instagram, to see my fraternity brothers and my friends from LA and my family and to escape work, not to find the next best actor.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for sharing your story today. Once again, the book is called Ask an Agent, Jason Lockhart. Check him out on Amazon. And then Atlanta Models and Talent, the website for that is what, Jason?
AMTAgency.com.
Good stuff. Well, thank you again for sharing your story.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Nice talking to you.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll see y'all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, we could not be doing this work without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.